4CEFO.
KB4CBA. Well, I'm doing as good as can be expected, I guess. Name is David, and I'm dropping off my grandson here, waiting on his mom to show up at our rendezvous.
Can I play tennis after that? Name here's Andrew, if you don't remember.
Andrew, I tell you, normally I would be playing on Monday night, but play a clinic on Monday night, but the pro is on vacation, and she couldn't get anybody to fill in for, so no clinic tonight, and then I've got a match tomorrow night at 6, and I've got a match Wednesday, but I think we're going to get rained out on Wednesday, it looks like it.
You always play outdoors, or do you ever do indoor courts?
Usually outdoors. When we're playing the clinic, sometimes they'll take us indoors if it's raining, but the indoor courts are, you have to pay for those, and so we try to stay away from playing indoors if we can.
Understand that.
Caller, see, give me just a minute. I'm gonna help my grandson get situated here. I'll be back in a minute. KB4CBA.
4C is standing by.
4CBA mobile.
K-O-4-C-E-F.
A minute, but I'm fixing to go into a bad area where the radio don't work that well. KC4SKD.
Well, that's just unacceptable. So where are you headed? It doesn't work good.
85, that's really notorious for it. It's not receiving too well, and I'm about to get to that point.
So Wade Hampton, that's noisy, and a place on 291, so there's little spots everywhere.
Doing good this afternoon. I've been in the office all day, and it's quite cold in there, so I'm glad to be out for a get warm for a while.
Well, Andrew's in here, too.
I ain't too bad. I better go ahead and sign because I'm about to go into the dead spot. But anyway, y'all have a good afternoon. KC4SKD.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Now. Oh, man. So you got any big plans for the evening or for the week?
Normally I'd be playing tennis right now, but the pro is on vacation this week, and she couldn't find a sub. So, but I'll be playing tomorrow evening. Nothing happens, and then I think we're gonna get rained out Wednesday. It looks like, unless the forecast changes.
Lucky you can get some FT8 in this evening. Maybe the bands will be cooperating a little bit. KO4CEF.
I did a little FT4, FT8 this morning, early this morning. It wasn't this morning. That was yesterday morning. I slept in this morning. I slept till about 9 o'clock, I think.
It is on that one. I wish I could have slept till 9 o'clock, but usually when I'm off, I don't get to sleep that late anymore. I'm up around 7:30 or 8. Although I will say I got to sleep in pretty good this weekend, but did you get to take advantage of that 6-meter opening? Shoot, I think it was Friday. I mean, it was open till late in the evening.
I don't have a 6 meter antenna. I need to get something, and I can't really get anything. I can't get a beam. It's going to have to be probably a ham stick and something like that, because I don't have any way else to put anything up because of living in the HOA.
Understand that. I got lucky, but I planned it. You know, I got 6 through 80 on my MFAT halfway. Only downside, I got to turn my tuner off because, man, it does not like to tune 80, which is never 6 meters, but not really made for it either. But it's low enough, I don't have to worry about it. But yeah, it was crazy. It was open probably 8. I guess it had to be later than that. I mean, it was after dark. It was still wide open.
That's just sickening. Oh, I tell you. Well, I'll order me a ham stick from HRO or Giga Parts or somewhere, and you can get it up, so I'll be ready the next time.
Too often, but I mean, I was pretty static about it. I mean, CW, FT8, I'm almost positive it was some FT4. I mean, I was, and now when I went up the band, you know, once you get past, you know, 50, 300 or so, I mean, there's nothing. You know, the FT8, FT4 is about it, and once you get on past that, there's next to nothing on 6 meters, but it was all concentrated around, you know, that 5313 and below for the CW. But yeah, I was pretty impressed by that. Don't see it too often.
They say, I've heard that it's supposed to open up this fall, but later on in the summer, in late summer, early fall, something like that.
Where I really know when sporadic E or whatever it is that affects 6 meters happens is, you know, I usually just get lucky. Usually when I get home, I'll turn it on 10 meters. If that's open, I'll check 6 meters. And, you know, then I'll play around on FT8. After a while, I might end up going up to 40 meters in the evening, but that's about it. I'm still looking for that Hawaii station. I'll actually confirm my logbook of the world. That way I'll have my last state with FT8.
I'm in Hawaii on FT8 on my Carolina Wyndham. It's probably, I think it was on 20 meters.
Two contacts in the log, but neither one of them's confirmed. And, I mean, you know, you get 7.3 and everything else. My software won't write to the log unless I get a 7.3, but, man, it just, I don't know. Some people just don't use it, and they don't confirm on QRZ or Logbook of the World.
I've been seeing something interesting on my WSJT software on the receive, on the send side. What they're sending. So what I'm receiving on the right side of the screen, and I never get their signal report. You know, my signal strength, or my receive and their send strength, and it usually shows that. And then they say 73, so the little box comes up, and I click OK, and it puts it in the log. Now it just has an R after their call and or after their name or something, and it's and then the box comes up that you check, that you click on OK, and when you click OK, it logs everything in, and then you can see, you know, what the send and receive strength was, and all that information, so I can log it into QRZ.
The new WSJT JTX software? I mean, not that, JT Alert?
It's, I don't know what JT Alert really does. I'm talking about the WSJTP software that I use for FT8 and FT4. I don't know. It doesn't do it with everybody that I contact. It's just some people. I haven't really paid attention to see, you know, a certain country or whatever that's different. Just kind of interesting. I don't know. I've never seen that before.
I can't really get a grasp or wrap my head around what you mean, but yeah, I use JT Alert, although I don't use the new version. I didn't like it, because I like to see what state they're calling from, and so JT Alert gives me that capability, but it also writes to the log. It'll take the information from WSJTX and transfer it over into the log for me. Seems to work a little more consistently than the WSJTX software, but I don't know. For some reason, I just like running it, and I've been running it for, you know, a year or so now. I just didn't like the new software they came out with. I don't like the way it looks or functions. But yeah, I can't really wrap my head around what the issue is you're having.
I can't get Logbook of the World to work, so I'm using N3FJT, I think that's what it is. I don't know. It's one of those login softwares that you can use for contesting or just regular DX stuff.
I tried a couple different ones until I finally settled on Ham Radio Deluxe. It kind of ticks all the boxes that I wanted out of the software, and, you know, it automatically uploads. Well, I don't say automatically. I have to go in there manually, select everything, and upload it, but it tends to work pretty good. But I like it more for the digital stuff that it offers instead of having to have a bunch of different applications. But yeah, it's pretty good. But yeah, so I used to try to use, what is it, EQSL or something like that, and I just didn't like the way that one worked. So I just gave up on that and deleted my account, and I just use the Logbook of the World and QRZ now.
I punch everything in the QRZ once I make the contact and get all the info. And oh man, if I tell you, drive and talk at the same time, these people, it's driving me nuts here. I want you to have to. That I'm using, and but I'm getting confirmations from QRZ, so from everybody that I log in, they're called to QRZ and ask for a confirmation. I'm getting one from them, so that's working out pretty good.
At the end of the day, have you ever tried the grid tracker software for your WSJTX?
Good, I have. So I assume I'd find that up at the menu up there at the top.
Be another application you'd run. You'd have WSJTX up, and then you would have grid tracker. It's got some features I like. I'm just so used to JT Alert. But Grid Tracker will, it was really neat, if you put in your QRZ info, whenever you click on a contact or somebody contacts you, it'll pull up their card, any picture they have, and then their information. And I thought that was really neat. I liked the feature. It was just, like I said, I was just so used to JT Alert that I can't get away from it at this point. But the grid tracker, you might like it. It kind of shows you where your contacts are coming from, and it's got a bunch of different features, and it'll even pull from PSK Reporter to show where you're being heard, and it'll just pull it ever so often. But it's neat software to run. It's if you like FT8, it might be worth checking out, and you can just run off to the side and not really do a whole lot besides just show you where your contacts are coming from. But KO4CEM.
Check into that grid tracker. I tell you, this whole thing has been a learning process. I enjoy FT4. In fact, it's really when you do a lot of FT4 and then you jump back on the FT8, it's FT4 is twice as fast. So FT8 seems like it takes forever once you switch back over. It's like, you know, when you're driving 70 miles an hour on the interstate and you got to slow down to 35. It's kind of like that, you know.
I know exactly what you mean. I feel the same way about going from FT4 to FT8, and then you go to, like, some of the digital modes, like Olivia, which is really slow compared to like PSK31 or something like that. But yeah, it's the same thing. Well, David, I am pulled up in the driveway, so I'm all trying to get somebody here to move the sprinkler so I can pull up and not run over it. And anyway, so I'm gonna say 7-3. You be safe out there on the road, and hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good evening, and good to talk with you. Glad you made it home in one piece, and we'll talk to you later. You take care, KP4CPA Mobile.